You're listening to another great podcast in the MyMac Podcasting Network.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Elisa.
Are you ready for episode 424 of Geekiest Show Ever?
As ready as I can be.
Okay. What shall we talk about?
Well, I wanted to continue talking about setup. We talked about it at length last time, and it doesn't have to be the whole show, but I said last time that I kind of wanted to, the next couple of episodes, do some segments on it because I recently became a setup affiliate, so full disclosure. So I don't want to turn the whole show into an infomercial, but I mean, you know, it is the geekiest show ever. Come on. So this is what we do. We geek, and this is a really kind of a geeky type of piece of software that we really like, and we've been enjoying it. So why not talk about software? So I thought we would talk about some of the things that we've learned. We had some questions, a few questions about things we wanted to explore as we're learning more and more about setup. And so we talked about that a little bit pre-show. And then one of the apps that we've been exploring and getting deeper into. So that's what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
So let's start talking about the first, a couple of questions that I had that I wanted to follow back up on. The first thing was, I had said in the last episode, I was under the impression that when you're dealing with app updates, I had said it's not erroneous necessarily. It's true, but it's not necessarily the best way to look at it. When it comes to the app updates, I was thinking, oh, you know, you can use Clean My Mac, which is part of Setup, which is a Mac Paw app. And it's one of my favorite, most beautiful apps. I love cleaning my Mac. I'm one of those people that when I don't have carpets anymore, now I have tile, but I was one of those people that when I vacuumed a carpet, I like the vacuum cleaner marks. Are you a vacuum cleaner mark kind of a person?
No.
No? You don't start at one end of the room and purposefully, you know, vacuum your way back out so that you don't get footprints on the carpet?
I do that, but I'm not looking for the marks that it leaves behind, other than to prove to other people, look, I did vacuum, if you don't believe me. I'm more of the, I can't believe, I'm still amazed, like the canister, because you don't have the bags anymore.
Yeah.
Part of me looks at it and goes, wow, look at the amount that it picked up. And then the other part of me goes, oh my God, look at what it picked up.
Yeah, nasty.
Yeah. Nasty. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. So I that's just to say that I'm a bit of a clean freak. I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell that by looking at my desk right now. So don't look at my desk right now. I'm so glad we're not doing video. We're only doing audio. But yes, I'm normally a bit of a clean freak. I like to organize a little bit of OCD. And so that's just to say, that's why I love Clean My Mac. I love the little notification that it gives you when it tells you how many gigs of space that you've saved because you've cleaned out, you know, languages that you're never going to use and cache files and things. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's things that I don't want to clean out that it says that I should. There, I am a little bit of a digital hoarder, a little bit of a digital pack rat.
Mail attachments. Likes to get mail attachment. Like, no.
Yes. No. Can't do it. Just can't do it. Can't.
But
can't.
Like you, languages, caches.
Dust bunnies. Yeah. Dust bunnies.
That kind of stuff. Like a lot of older logs.
Logs.
Things like that.
Yeah. So that's one of the things I love about that. But the other thing that I love about that app is that it will also tell you which of your apps across your entire system need to be updated. And so that's what I was thinking, like, oh, just use Clean My Mac X and it'll tell you which apps need to be updated. But I also discovered that, oh, look here, dummy. There's a little bell in the setup. I'm calling it the Explorer because it says in the upper left-hand corner, My Explorer. When you click on the setup app in your dock or in your menu bar, in the upper left-hand corner, it says My Explorer. So I think it's the Setup Explorer. And then in the upper right corner, there's a little bell. And I was greeted by, you know, a little bell with the numbers on it. And so that's where it tells you that there's updates. And I was like, oh, it does. Because I remember you saying that. Yeah, it just kind of takes care of it. It just does it for you. It really, really does. You don't even have to go into Clean My Mac. I mean, you still should once in a while because Clean My Mac takes care of things that are outside of setup and lets you know. Like even, you know, normally you would go into the Mac App Store and you would look at those apps, whereas Clean My Mac is like, it'll check everything the stuff that you've installed from the Mac App Store and the stuff that's in setup and the stuff that's not. And, you know, it'll just check everything. So, you know, things that you forgot that you had installed. And, you know, if you haven't, you know, if you've forgotten about it, yeah, maybe I just won't update it. I'll just delete it. You know, I just haven't used it in so long. Or like, oh, hey, I was waiting for them to update this because I, you know, it was borked or I wanted to use it. Now I can use it again. So that's one of the benefits of the Clean My Mac X app. And then also within setup, it just does it for you. Now, for those of you, I know what some of you might be thinking, and I was thinking this too, when you go into the setup settings, there is a tab across the top that says updates. And when you click it, by default, I believe it's by default because I don't remember checking this on. There is a checkbox next to setup updates, install automatically. And that is checked. You could uncheck it. If you are the type of person that is a little paranoid, and I know sometimes that's a healthy dose of skepticism to have. Because sometimes, I mean, you know, there's people that I've been certainly burned once or twice in my lifetime by an app update that came down and porked the app and like, whoa, wait a minute, they took away a feature that I really wanted to keep, or something broke, you know, and occasionally that does happen. So for those people who, you know, might find out that a feature is, you know, getting taken away or for whatever reason, you can uncheck that box. And so that's good.
But as a caveat, notes, though, yeah. It does not mm-hmm. update apps that you keep open. So for example, I keep Paste open all the time because that's my clipboard manager. I also keep the forecast bar open, which is my weather app. That tells me manually, it'll send me like a little notification will pop up says, some of your apps need to be closed to be updated. And then I just hit, then it gives me the choice to quit or quit all. So I just hit quit all. And then it pops back open again once it's been updated. So the apps that I have that are not open, like Clean My Mac, that will automatically, and I'll know it once I open it again, it'll say, hey, the last time you were here, it went from version, you know, 3.0.2 to 3.1.4.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Yeah. So definitely when you install setup, definitely go into the settings and explore those tabs and look at those check boxes and make sure you understand what's checked, what's not. You might want to check things. You might want to uncheck things. There's notifications. And another thing, one of the other questions that I had was about tracking and privacy. And right there in the settings, there is a privacy tab. And I'll just read it out loud. It's just a short little blurb under the privacy notice. Because one of the questions we had was like, well, you know, what's the business model? How do developers get paid? That sort of thing. What kind of tracking is going to involve? And it does let you know that in order to improve your user experience by continuous updates and tailored recommendations, also to provide correct payouts to our partner app developers, SetUp collects app usage statistics. The collected information is completely anonymous and cannot be tracked back to you. And then it has links for privacy policy and terms of use. So, you know, you can go down deep into the weeds about that and learn more about that. I'm not going to spend the whole episode going over all of the fine print, but you know, you can read more about that. But I'm not of the mindset that, oh, this is like creepy. I don't think this is creepy at all. I think that they're just tracking things. I briefly, you know, looked over the kinds of data that it does collect. Like, yes, it's going to collect your location information so that they know, you know, where they're being used, the IP address. There's probably reasons why they need to have location. Like one of the apps we're going to talk about in the future, Tripsy, of course, you need to enter logistics and location information in there, user data. It's just for the purposes of developer content, like email addresses and, you know, so that they can get in touch with you, things like that. So, I mean, you can go through device information. I'm sure developers want to know how many people are using which versions of which devices. And that's all just to help them design their apps better. So I'm all for that kind of data collection. I want to help developers as much as possible. So it also tells you what kinds of information it does not collect, you know, it doesn't transmit your credit card numbers and your payment details and personal data that you share, things like that. Because, you know, why would they? That would super be creepy. So I'm okay with that kind of stuff. And then the other question we had was, what, why do apps leave Set App? And then, Alisa, you were reading a little bit about that. We'll have a link to these, the answers to these questions in our show notes. Set App does have a page within their website under their Set App support, under the About Set App. And then there's a whole section of articles that talk more deeply about it. And one of them talks about why apps might leave the App Store. Do you want to talk a little bit more about what you learned about that?
Yeah, it basically says that the most common reason is that the owners, the developers of the app, stop supporting the app or they retired the app. Sometimes the app switches to another distribution method, or sometimes it becomes free. And I'm sure there's other reasons too, but those seem to be the most common reasons why an app would leave the app, the Set App. It also, if an app is going to be leaving the store, Set App will send you an email if you are using that particular app, and they have give you a 2-week notice that the app will be leaving on such and such a date, so that if there's backup information, that if there's like a database that you need to back up, you can back up that app and all that information. You can continue using a lot of these apps. It's just that what happens is if you uninstall it, you will not be able to reinstall it. And then as the Mac OS develops, at one point, that app will no longer work. They also have a list of apps that have been removed from Set App in the last 12 months and alternatives that you might want to look into.
Yeah, that's really handy. And I think
that Set App offers.
How many are there? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So out of, what is there? Like, there's over 250 apps. And out of over 250 apps within the last 12 months, only 17 have left. That's pretty good. So, like I know, for example, and remember we talked about it in the very beginning, remember like iMazing used to be on there. So they must have left quite a while ago because they're not on this list. I know Screens, for example, I remember thinking like, oh, I've always wanted to try Screens, but it seemed a little on the expensive side. And I just wasn't sure if I could justify the expense of it at the time. And then when I became an affiliate and signed up for Set App, I thought, oh, I'm going to go install Screens. And then I noticed that it wasn't in there. And so they must have just left recently within the last year. And so I did look up on the App Store. So they haven't been abandoned or anything. So they must have moved to a different model, but their reviews are not so great. So I don't know if they're just not being supported or what. I mean, they're keeping up with their updates. Their copyright is up to date. Says 2010 to 2024. It's kind of a shame. They have in-app purchases. You can either subscribe yearly for $24.99, monthly for $3.99, or a lifetime for $100, which I thought, you know, was a little on the pricey side for a screen sharing app. And then when I went to, like, they just updated their app a week ago, but there's a lot of angry reviewers. So I hope that will appease them. But that could have been, you know, maybe one of the reasons why they left.
Exactly. It could have been they were...
Yeah.
You know, because they have, Set App has a reputation. They want to give quality apps to the public. And if people are complaining that an app is not doing what the specific purpose is, they're not going to, I know I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's possible.
Yeah, because there are separate reviews within Set App. Like, you know how there's in the App Store, you can sort them by the reviews most recent. You know, you can see how many reviews they've had. You can also do that in Set App. You can sort them by the top rated or by new. And so you can see as you go down the line here, you can start out with, you know, 99% rated. Like, for example, Bartender. Everybody loves Bartender. Mind Note is up there. Just to name like a couple. Yeah, Ulysses. Clean Shot X, you know, I'm loving that one a lot. I can definitely see why Clean My Mac X, you know, those are all in the top, you know, 99-98%. And I can tell, you know, why they're up there. But if you scroll down, then you can start to see as the percentages go down, So let's see. The lowest percentages, let's see, the lowest one I can see on here is 46%, but it's, I think it's because it's brand new. So that's Voice Dream Reader, and that one just came on to the scene just the other week or so. So that one hasn't been on there long enough. So got to take that into account too. So, but it's not like, I don't see any apps that are like, 25% or, you know, so yeah, they're definitely, you know, trying to get quality apps on here. But yeah, I assume that, you know, if an app isn't performing very well, then no soup for you. Mm. Okay, so that was that question. So that's why apps leave SetApp and what you can do about it. So you do get some advance notice. They try to give you alternatives. They let you know in advance. They all are also very transparent about which apps have left in the last year. And so you can kind of, you know, you really can be an informed consumer every single step of the way as to knowing what kind of quality you're getting and, like, you know, really what are you getting for your money? You know, what kind of value are you getting for the amount of money that you're paying? I'm going to still work on Mile IQ. I'm going to write to them again because I did ask for support and I got it ironed out. And so I'm using that now. But I said to the one support assistant that was helping me, I said, you know, you guys should be in SetApp. And they said, oh, we hadn't even considered that. I'll take that to my team. And so, but yeah, you do that because you should be in there. I want my SetApp can help you run your small business thing, you know, to come to fruition. So that's what I'm going to be driving for. Okay, so those were our main two questions that we wanted to kind of explore, plus, you know, some things that I recently learned. How about if we then start talking about, let's talk about Tripsy. That's one of the apps in SetApp that we're crushing on right now.
Yeah.
So from our two perspectives, so I have prior trips loaded into Tripsy because I had, I have a TripIt account that I just use the free account, and there's limitations on that, of course. And when I first set up Tripsy, I said, yes, please import my previous trips. And so I have older trips in it. And then Alisa, you went and started playing around with it. And so you have upcoming trips. So we both have kind of like those angles that we can talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. So looking on my computer, so we're going to Cleveland. I don't know if I talked about that before, but we're going to Cleveland in September to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame again, which is like, honey, I'm home. That's, yeah. And cool. We've got some concerts lined up and a baseball game lined up. So we're going to be exhausted when we get home, but that's okay. So I've got on here, it shows in 15 days, Cleveland, and has on the left-hand side, it shows my itinerary that it starts on this date, ends on this date, and it shows next activity, the Cleveland Guardians, shows where the hotel is. Then there's little boxes that show that I have two concerts, one event, which is one museum. Then it has a ticket to show my one event, which is my baseball game. It has something that shows my lodging. It's got a map view. Then down the side, it has it in chronological order. So it's saying, on this date, you're doing this. On this date, you're doing this. This is the hotel that you're staying at. This is when you're going to the Hall of Fame. This is when you're going to your concert. And I found it to be very, I didn't need to look at the help guide. You just clicked on it and it just worked. Now, there's a section here for documents, which I have not filled in because I don't really have anything. Well, no, I'm wrong.
But you will, your tickets.
I have my confirmation for the hotel. Mm-hmm. And the way you do that is you have you sign up with Tripsy, and it gives you an email address. So you can take all your confirmations, your plane, your hotel, your concerts, any kind of confirmation that you need, you email it to this address, and it, boom, like within probably a minute, I get another email that says, hey, we just put this in your Tripsy account for this trip. And then when you go into your documents, you can see it says your confirmation to your hotel.
That is super cool.
Yeah. And then when I click on it, it has the actual email. It says begin forwarded messages. And then it shows.
Like import them like I'm doing right now. Because I have saved all those things. Like I saved the confirmation receipts and things from the hotels. And then there were tickets, like when we went to SeaWorld, that had the barcodes on them. You know, we had all of that stuff. We had digital and hard copy, just in case.
Now, under documents, you can do images, notes, files, and emails. So maybe you have a picture, I don't know, maybe you have a picture of your passport. Mm-hmm. You can put that under images or files. So you've got a copy of it. Or you want to take a digital picture of the ticket that you need to get in to a particular venue. I just thought this was, so let me see, if I hit the plus button at the bottom. Okay, so if I hit the plus button in the lower right corner, it brings up new activities. So I can add a flight, lodging, restaurant, museum, a restaurant, an event, relaxation, maybe if I want to go to a spa, if I have a meeting, if I'm going shopping, as concerts, for the kids, it's got a kids section. If I'm going for a walk, if I'm going to the theater, it's got something here about taking a cruise, a bus, a car rental. There's just a whole bunch of different items. So let's say if I click concert, it says search by location. So I, or I can enter manually. So if I type in Billy Joel, it comes up Billy Joel's Rib Works. So I don't want that. So I'm going to put, I can type in Billy Joel concert. It starts, let's say it starts on this date, and then it comes up morning, afternoon, and night. So you can kind of close in on what time. I'm going to say 7 in the morning, save, and then end. And I'll say it's going to end at 9 in the morning. And then I can add the website to either Billy Joel's website or where the venue is. I can write a note. I can put a phone number in, but I'm not going to save that, so we're going to delete that. Get rid of that. Now, I thought this was... I think this is going to be more useful than what I've been using when I cruise, which I've been using the Documents app.
That's so what I was going to ask you. How do you normally do your cruise stuff?
When I'm going on a cruise, I put our travel insurance in a document app, and then I get very specific and I put Tom's policy and my policy, which is the same policy, but they do separate it into me and him. So I put like the whole policy and then I separate his and mine. If I have any commitments, like we're going to the beach and I've already prepaid it, I take that email and I put it into Documents, and I just have a folder with the name of the ship and the date that I'm going. Thankfully, I have never had to access it. Right. But it's there if I need it. This is going to be, I think, a little more user-friendly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because like me, too. Like when I prepared our last trip, you know, it's on my Mac and in the Finder. I have a travel folder. Then I have in the Mail app, I have email. And then in the Photos app, I have photos. And then in the Notes app, I have notes. And I mean, gosh. And then in the TripIt website, then I store stuff there. And it's like... it's like, gosh, that's already how many different apps that I just rattled off.
Well, what I normally do is when I'm traveling, especially if I'm traveling within the United States, I have a favorites in Mail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Flagged. I'm sorry. I'm just losing my words here.
Yeah, or a mailbox.
I have a flag. That's, losing my words here. Flagged mailbox. And I have things flagged according by color. So I've got things like... entertainment, travel, so forth. So then what I do is when I'm going somewhere and I'm flying, that gets flagged. If I'm got a hotel, that's get flagged. If I have a concert ticket, that gets flagged. So anything that involves reservations, that all gets flagged. So at a heartbeat, I can just, instead of going through my inbox, when I use my inbox, I know some people believe in zero. I don't. I use my inbox until a particular event is over, and then it goes into different folders. But until that time, it stays in my inbox, but I can get to it
quickly. But it's flagged.
In the flag. So I just go there and say, here's my plane reservation. I also use Do to make sure that 24 hours before my plane reservation, I check in.
Yeah.
So that's my reminder, because sometimes I'll get the reminder and go, oh, I forgot. I got to check in for my flight. Good thing I put it in Do.
Huh. Is there any reminders in Tripsy? Have you come across that yet?
Let me see. Edit trip. Not that I'm noticing, but I will still use do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't really dug deep into this. I mm-hmm. basically just, how do I share trips? How do I, let me look at tips.
Yeah, like try sharing a trip
how
with
me. How to add activities, how to open, drag and drop, how to sync, moving activities between trips, using a today widget, personalize your background, import trips from TripIt, change the date, change the
time. It's a really beautiful interface.
Yeah, I don't see anything about reminders, but even if it did, I would still use do.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just bugs the crap out of you until you do it.
Yeah, yeah. And some of us just need a nag.
And when it comes to doing something like checking in for a flight, if my flight's at 7 a.m., I have it remind me it's 6:50 a.m. So that mm-hmm. gives me plenty of time to either get to the computer or open my phone, get to the app, put everything in, and just keep hitting refresh, you know, until it's time.
But right now I'm loading pictures into it. So you can make like a little, it looks like you can probably make a little photo album in there.
Yeah, I just found it to be very intuitive. I didn't have to go to the directions to see, well, how do I do this? Because you can change, like what I did for my Cleveland trip is I have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as my picture background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this just made, I mean, it's really beautiful. It just made, it put images there for me. It somehow intelligently decided. I don't know how
you have a choice. You can change it. So
yeah.
When you look at your itinerary preferences, you have a checkboxes. Display your current lodging. Display the day count. Split departures and arrivals. Display time zone changes. Get directions. Weather conditions. You pay extra for the pro account if you want a time zone change and if you want weather conditions for 10 days. That's extra. But otherwise, it gives you everything else. So I'm going to try. Oh, I can either add you as a guest. I can share the web link. So sharing your trip with guests, they will be able to collaborate and use pro features for free on this trip, but only you are the administrator. Or I could share this on social media if I wanted everyone to know where I was going.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. Now, I wonder because we're both using the pro version. Do we not have the pro version though?
No, we don't have the pro version.
You can sync it to your calendar too.
I'm sharing the link and I am sending it to you right now.
Oh, trips time. Shortcuts. Oh, here's notifications. There is a notification that it'll say 7 days before the start, 1 month before the start, or your trip starts today, but nothing granular like due, so. Okay, so I just got that link, and I'm going to click it now. Let's see what I see. So it's going to take me to a website. And then, so right now I'm just looking at it in the website. So it has a picture. I'm not sure what that is, but it's like
that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. So it says Tripsy, shared by Lisa Pacelli, Cleveland. Itinerary, I can click on concert, event, lodging, museum. So I'm going to click on museum. And then I can click on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can go to the website, ask about t-shirt. You have a note there.
Yeah, that's there's a note. Yep. So I can also put notes into there. So if I wanted to ask them certain questions or don't forget to look at the Beatles display. You know, so a little tickler, basically like a little tickler file so that you don't forget something.
That's really cool. Electric Light Orchestra, APM.
And then at the bottom of that, if you click on the little push pin, mm-hmm. it opens up a map and it shows you exactly where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
Hmm, cool.
So it opened up Apple Maps.
Yeah, it just gives me it just shows me now. It gives me the option to download Tripsy up at the top there, which then takes me to the App Store with a download link, but I don't want to do that. So I wonder, could I open this in Tripsy? I wonder, how would I open this in Tripsy? Is there a way to...
I'm guessing I would have to add you as a person, as a guest. Hmm.
Trip activity. Yeah, how would I be...
Let me try adding you.
I'm going to see it in here.
Let me try adding you as a guest.
Yeah, because it takes me to the App Store to download it, but I already have it installed. So that's interesting.
Okay, so I'm sending you another text.
Okay.
And I'm inviting you to my trip to Cleveland. Okay. So just click that. Yeah. And sounds like you can just jump on the app and you'll see the same thing that I see.
Yeah, there's two links. It says, now you're able to collaborate and use pro features on this trip. If you have an iOS Mac device, you can accept the invite by tapping here. To look at the itinerary on the web, use this link. So it gives you two links. So I'm going to click the first one. Yeah, really? It takes me to the web. It says, okay, it says open invite in the app or download. So I'm going to click open in the app. And then it says, do you want to allow this website to open Tripsy app? Allow. Okay, Elise is inviting you to travel. Accept invitation.
The only thing I don't see is if I want to...
Okay, now I see it, yeah. Okay, now it's opening in my Tripsy app. Yeah, if this is a much better.
If I want to uninvite you. So now it's showing that you have mm-hmm. accepted.
Yeah, now I can see how it's in Apple Maps, like you were talking about.
But I can't see if I decide I want to uninvite you, how would I do that? I'll have to look a little more into that later.
Yeah. Show activity, next activity, document. So then, yeah, so I can basically collaborate with you on this.
Yeah, so something like this would be good if we were able to both go to MacStock, mm-hmm. for example, and we were sharing a hotel.
Totally.
We could put each other's travel information in.
Mm-hmm. But it's neat because, like, I can see that, you know, you're going to be leaving in 15 days. Itinerary, documents. It's such a beautiful interface. I just love that you can just, like, it's so big and bright and everything's just very clickable. Tells you when you're going to check in, when you're going to check out. I wonder, and then, you know, for something like this, where if you're going to go, because it's going to be a music event, I wonder if, like, let's say for me, like, say I was having some fun, I could create a playlist and then send you a link to it or something, like an Apple Music. And then we could collaborate on a playlist.
I would think you could do that in Documents. That you could
images,
put that
notes,
link.
Images, files, emails.
Yeah, I would think you could do that in the Documents folder.
Add document. Yeah, so you can import a document, choose a photo from your library, take a photo, save a link, or add a new note. So I'm going to add a new note. Testing out adding a new note. And then click save. Now, I wonder, do you get a notification?
That's
that
what
I
I'm looking
that?
At. I want to see if.
Yeah. And then files and emails. Okay. Oh, so you actually saved an email directly to the email file. That's cool.
Right. So that's my confirmation
handy,
for
dandy.
My hotel.
That's handy.
Now,
dandy.
I'm not seeing anything from you, though.
Oh, really?
In Documents?
Yeah.
No.
I added it in Notes.
Nope, it's not there.
It's under the notes section.
Nope, it's not there. It is not there. It should be there because I added you as a collaborator.
Yeah.
Not just a simple viewer.
I wonder
try
if
again.
It takes
did you click
a while.
Did you click the add document at the bottom?
I clicked. So I'm in Cleveland. Let's see. New activity event.
So go to the documents.
Documents. Yep.
And then
notes. Under all, it says, testing out, adding new note. And then it says, it has your email address.
And then add document at the bottom.
That's what I clicked. Yeah, I clicked add new document. And then I chose new note is what I chose.
Nope. And I haven't gotten an email from Tripsy.
Try adding a note on your end. Add a new note and let me see if it shows up on my end.
Oh, wait a minute. Here, it finally showed up.
Oh, okay. It just took a little while.
Okay. It just said testing out, adding a new note.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what would happen. I'm going to go into my music app and I'm just going to grab
And then if I wanted to, I can edit that note or I can trash it.
Yep, I'm going to grab this classic rock playlist that I have and I want to see if I, let's see, collaborate, share, copy link. I'm just going to copy this link to my playlist, and then I'm going to go into Tripsy just for fun, and I'm going to go, because I saw something about adding a link. If I go to Documents, Add Document, Save Link, Insert Link. I pasted the link. Save. So now it'll take a little while until it shows up, but it should say Classic Rock Mixtape by Melissa Davis, Apple Music. Okay, when it does, and then I want to see what happens if you can click on that and if it'll load that playlist for you. That would be interesting.
Let me see if it shows up on my phone quicker.
Oh, yeah. Let me look at my phone now, too.
Oh, it definitely showed up quicker on my phone.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Now, can you play that music?
I'm looking at my computer. There's only two notes there. Right now, I've got that. It says Classic Rock Mixtape by Melissa Davis. So let me click on that.
That is too cool.
Yeah. It's opening up Apple Music on my phone. Right now. So let me. Now I'm showing Melissa. You could hear it. Oops.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Yep.
There it is. Right, I've just showed it. Melissa. It says right in Apple Music, Classic Rock Mixtape, Melissa Davis, Gimme Shelter. One of my all-time favorite songs.
Of course.
Ever.
You see, it's like a know you or something.
It's got a lot of Rolling Stones, A Fool to Cry, Hang Fire. Ooh, love Hang Fire. Tom Petty. Okay.
Except it is
missing Mary Jane's Last Dance. You got to get that on there.
Well, okay. Let me see. Let me try this now. Okay. So I'm going to add, I have it open on my phone. I'm going to add music. Okay. I'm going to add Mary Jane's Last Dance. I want to see if it syncs. Oh my God. That would be so much funny. That must be so much fun. Mary Jane's Last. Is it J-Y-N-E or J-N-E?
J-A-N-E.
Yeah, Mary Jane's Last Dance. Let's see.
That's my ringtone.
I know. Let's see.
That's my favorite song ever.
There's two choices. Which one I want from.
There's a live version and then there's the greatest hits version. So just take the greatest hits.
It's hard to see which one it is.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I added it. Done.
Okay.
Now it'll be the last in the list there, and I wonder if it'll update on your end because it's a link. I wonder if it'll do it now. No way to refresh.
So let me go back to Tripsy, and then I'll click on Classic Rock again. Because unfortunately, there's no way to refresh. It's thinking about it. Get to the bottom. Huh. No, it's only 30 songs.
Huh. It did it on my Mac from my iPhone to my Mac, it updated when I added it.
Huh. This is interesting. This has Classic Rock Mixtape twice, so I wonder if maybe the second time it updated on the computer.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm opening it now, and it's coming up, updated today, and Mary Jane's Last Dance is at the bottom.
Uh-huh. That's where I put it, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they did.
That's cool.
Tripsy has two different links. So let me see if the first link only brings me to 30. No, it doesn't. It shows me what's current.
Huh. Can you delete one of them then so that you just have one showing
remove
there?
Remove document. I don't see one. There we go. Yes, remove it.
Nice.
Yep. It removed it.
Probably so you can see the changes, I bet, because you're the originator, because I only see one version. That makes sense.
Yep. But on my phone, it only showed the one. So, oh, wait a minute. Now it just deleted. Okay, this is strange. It just deleted both of them.
Okay. It was probably updating it.
Yeah, so now they're both gone.
It's still showing up on mine because it probably hasn't updated yet.
Yeah.
It probably takes a little bit.
But see, here was the thing. When I right clicked, it said remove document, remove document.
You can rename the document too. It's remove and rename.
Not on my end. It just said remove document. So it deleted both of them.
Hmm. When you right click on it?
Yeah.
Do that again and look at it.
Oh. It's gone.
Try the note. Right click on the note and see if it says remove and rename.
Nope. Mine just says remove.
Then I probably have to add it again once it updates. But it's still showing. It's still showing on my end. Oh nope, now it's gone. Okay, so I think I still have it in my clipboard. Yeah.
And if I long press on the phone, it just comes up remove.
Aha. Insert link.
But
paste.
If I want to edit it, I would have to open the actual note. So if I open the note, I get cancel, save, trash, and the little pencil icon to edit it. So if I edit it, I'm editing comes up. I'm sitting. Okay. I'm editing this note.
So I've re-added the link to the playlist.
Yep. I showed up on my phone.
I renamed it Melissa's Mixtape. Oh, and I just saw it saying, I'm editing this note. So it takes a couple seconds. I mean, it's not like we're not doing this across, you know, from one end of the country
okay,
to the other.
Whatever the link that you had must have been the old one because it's still back to 30 songs.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that would probably make sense.
Definitely. It's definitely slower on the Mac than it is on the phone because the edit that I made on the note still hasn't showed up on my Mac.
Huh. I wonder if I... So I can't edit the link. I'd have to remove it. So I'm going to remove it. And then I'm going to re-add it.
See, the listeners get to learn at the same time we do.
I know. This is so cool. So now I'm adding the new link. I'm pasting the link.
Okay. And under Melissa's Mixtape on my phone, which just disappeared.
Because I just removed it.
That is so funny. I long pressed on it and it comes up, remove document, rename document. Then all of a sudden it went poof. Yeah. And now it's just a white rectangle.
Now I'm going to call it Melissa's new mixtape. And click save. So then see if this one has the song.
Why is it not showing up on my computer? This is really weird.
So this one should have Mary Jane's Last Dance on it.
But even my updated note isn't showing up.
Because the computer's slower?
Yeah, but by now it should have. Okay, so Apple Music, this one.
So now you see Melissa's new mixtape, right?
Nope, it says Classic Rock Mixtape.
Okay, it probably hasn't updated yet, so give it a second or two.
It's still the 30 songs.
Yeah, it probably still has to update yet. Because now it should say Melissa's new mixtape, because I recopied the new link with the song in it.
That's what it says in the link, but not on Apple Music.
Oh, really?
It's still saying Classic Rock Mixtape.
Oh,
and it's still 30 songs.
Quit Apple Music and then reload it because maybe there's more than one imported into your Apple Music now.
All right, let's try that. Okay.
Maybe Apple Music needs to refresh.
Classic Rock Mixtape. And it's the same 30 songs.
Try deleting it from Apple Music and then click on it from Tripsy. Maybe it needs to re-import it.
How do I delete this? I go to the three.
Can you right-click on it? Are you on your iPhone or your Mac?
I'm on my phone.
Oh, try doing it from the music app on your Mac. Because then you could just right-click on it.
It's not showing up. This is really strange. It's not showing up on my Mac.
Oh, really?
Testing out the new note. It didn't take my addition. It's the music isn't showing up. Here, let me close Tripsy.
I was going to say quit it and then relaunch it.
Let me quit it and see what happens.
And I'm wondering if you have the Tripsy app from... Oh, is it showing now?
Classic Rock Mixtape.
Hmm.
And it does show, though, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Oh, but it didn't take the new title?
It didn't take the new title.
And this is on the Mac, right? It's fun, though.
And there's nowhere to delete it.
From
Apple
Music?
Because I don't have it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Yeah. It's not downloaded, so that's why there's nowhere to delete it, because I haven't downloaded it.
Uh-huh.
I can add it to the library. I can add it to a playlist. But because I haven't added it, it's just there.
Huh. In Apple Music on the Mac.
Yeah, but like if I look down the side... It's not here. It's not under my playlists. So if I do add to playlist, I'll just say new playlist, call it Melissa. So there's my Melissa playlist. Uh-huh. That I can right click and delete. So delete from library. Mm-hmm. And
but
now it's deleted.
Oh, okay. So you have to add it first and then you can delete it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
But is it still showing in the documents section of Tripsy?
It should. Yeah, it's still there.
Hmm. But it doesn't say Melissa's new mixtape, does it?
It does. It says Melissa's new mixtape.
Okay.
In Tripsy, but not on Apple Music.
Oh.
It says classic rock mixtape, because that okay. must be what you named it within yeah. the
yep, within Apple Music. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, because I renamed it to something in Tripsy. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Because now it says updated today, and it has 31 songs.
Yep. Yeah, so it is syncing in Tripsy. It just takes a while.
And I think for the most part, I have all these songs.
Yeah. So that'd be really cool when you're trying to, like, let's say you and I were planning to meet up somewhere in the middle of the United States and we wanted to share the same playlist as we're driving. You know, you listen to yours in CarPlay or whatever, and I listen to mine in CarPlay, and we listen to the same songs. Because, like, we text each other while we're driving. Like, what are you listening to now?
Well, for me, it's SiriusXM, but...
Yeah, that's true. But if we were both going to see the same band yeah. or something, we'd be listening yeah. to those songs. You know what? Speaking of music, as we draw this to a close and start to wrap up, I sadly bought an Aerosmith t-shirt today. I just, like, kind of felt, like, compelled to. That was one of the very first real big concerts that I went to in my youth. I'm just sad that they had to stop touring.
I was in my 40s when I finally saw
really?
Aerosmith.
Really?
Yeah, first time I saw them. Yeah, first time I saw Aerosmith was with Kiss. Hmm. And Tom wouldn't go near it, so I took the kids.
Huh. What was the very first concert that you took the kids to? Do you remember?
I remember. I took children 2 and 3 to see the Beach Boys and the Four Tops.
Cool.
And then I think the first time we went as a family, if I'm remembering correctly, I think was Journey and Peter Frampton.
Oh, nice. Oh, you're a good mom. We took our kids to see Blue Oyster Cult for the first time.
Yeah, I think that was the first one that all five of us went together. And then we went to...
I'm sad I'll never see Peter Frampton live.
Tom Petty. It was like a few days later, we took him to Tom Petty.
How many times have you seen Tom Petty live?
I've only seen him maybe 6 or 7 times.
Only. that's a good handful, though.
Do you know how many times I've seen Cheap Trick?
I am going to guess 15.
Oh. Pshaw. I've seen it well over 20 times.
Oh, my God. Well.
I've seen Cheap Trick so many times.
And you never get sick of him, huh?
I was talking to a neighbor last week, and she had her granddaughter, who I think she's in elementary school. I don't know exactly how old she is. And I was telling her that I'm going to see Billy Joel. And she said, the little girl says, oh, I love Billy Joel. I said, this is my 13th time, I think, that I've seen Billy Joel, 13 or 14, something like that. And her jaw just dropped.
Yeah, I bet.
Really? Wow.
You're a serial concert goer.
Oh, yeah. That's what all these trips are. We're going to concerts.
That's great.
We're going to concerts. Because as soon as we get home from this, we head back out to Connecticut to see Ringo Starr.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. I always look forward to your little video clips. What was the last one you sent us? The sound was really good. Oh, it was...
That was Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire. Yeah.
No, there was somebody else after that. It was Bruce Hornsby, wasn't it?
No, God, no.
No?
No.
What was it?
The concert we saw after that was Foreigner and Styx.
No, Traffic. It was Traffic.
Oh, yes. Traffic opened for the Doobie Brothers.
Yes. Yeah,
that was the last concert we went to a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm not a Steve Winwood fan.
Steve Winwood. That's who I was thinking of.
But, yeah. And I'm like, oh, Steve Winwood. Okay, whatever. That's fine. And I looked at what he was going to play. I always go to setlist.fm.
Yeah.
Always see what they're going to play. And I'm like, oh, he's doing Traffic. He's doing Steve Winwood. He's doing, Spencer Davis. He's doing, you know, from his entire history. Hmm. And he sounded really good.
Yeah. Are you going to put the set list in your Tripsy?
That I usually do in a folder that I put in photos.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you can add a photo into Tripsy.
Yeah, because what I do in photos is I have like a separate folder. I have like a concerts folder, and then I have albums underneath.
Right,
so I would put, you know, Billy Joel, such and such a date. And then I put all the pictures that I took when I was there, plus a cop, I take a screenshot of my ticket because you can't have physical tickets anymore, which makes me sad. So I put a screenshot of my ticket, and then I take a screenshot of setlist.fn of what they played. And then that goes into photos.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I think you should put it in here too.
I could. I could.
Yeah. It's like a digital scrapbook, really.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Because you can look back. And because I started to keep all my air reservations and a lot of hotel reservations. And I was keeping them as PDFs and putting them in notes. But it just got to be too unruly. It was taking up a lot of space. Because sometimes you want to look back and say, well, the last time I went to Fort Lauderdale and took a cruise out of Fort Lauderdale, we stayed at this hotel. How much did we pay?
Exactly.
You know, or we took this flight on Southwest. What times did we go? You know, where do we do our layovers? So it's I like it not just necessarily for the memory of it, but also for the information of it. Like, we stayed at this hotel. It sucked. Which is one of the first hotels we stayed at Fort Lauderdale. It was in a bad neighborhood. There was nowhere to walk to get something to eat. The people who worked there were just horrible. And the rooms weren't laid out in a way that made any sense because it was all outside rooms.
Yeah, I definitely like...
So we're like, do not stay at that hotel again.
Yeah, I've always taken notes like that. Now, if it's been a really long time, then sometimes you might be able to take your chances because it could be under new management or, you know, something that was really awful could either still be awful.
No, that particular hotel is a no. That hotel, I mean, yes, it's cheaper. It's definitely a lot cheaper. But like I said, you have to have someone bring food to you because you can't walk outside. There's nowhere to eat.
Right.
We'd like to be able to like leave the hotel and walk down the street and you can go here or you can go here or you can go here to eat. Plus, like I said, like management was, it was just bleh.
Yeah. So now what I do is I keep a journal. Like I will dictate, you know, I'll tell the kids, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take my notes now. And like everybody knows to be quiet. And, you know, I'll ask the family for feedback, you know, what did you like, what did you not like, and you know, certain restaurants were like, you know, that was a lot of food for, you know, a good price, and we really liked the waffles at this place better than those waffles, and this place had, you know, a lot more gluten-free options than this place. And yeah, we definitely take a lot of notes like that. Well, that's why that notes section in Tripsy would be really handy for that kind of stuff. And then I wonder if you populate all that stuff, then it's searchable, I imagine. Because if you're looking for like, okay, which restaurants, you know, which areas had the best gluten-free restaurants? Or, you know, maybe if you put like food poisoning in there, like, okay, what was that place that we got food poisoning at?
Yeah, skip just that place. That. Let's keep driving. Just drive
which one
right
was the
by.
Roach Motel? And
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, which, now I just have a folder in my in my mail. So after the trip is finished, after I've taken the flight, taken the cruise, stayed at the hotel, it all goes into that folder so I can have it forever. So if I need it, I just go through that and search through it.
I am so picky about bathrooms and which ones have tubs. And it's always about, you know, which one had the best tub, because I like to soak. I bring my Epsom salts, and I, especially if you're going to do a lot of walking because I have fiber, like I want to be able to soak, and it's got to have a good tub. It's got to have a good tub. So, yeah, I think we're going to have to call this one Mary Jane's Last Dance. What do you think? Something about that.
Yeah. Mary Jane's Last Trip.
There we go. All right. So, let's tell listeners where they can find us, and they can tell us about their trips and adventures and what they like about trip planning.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's switch it up here. Send us an email at podcast@geekiestshowever.com. Send questions, comments. If you send us an audio, we can play it on the next show. We'd love to do that for you. You can follow us on social networks using @geekiestshow with your feedback. And we are on Threads and Instagram with @geekiestshowever, both Threads and Instagram. And where else can they find us, Melissa?
What's left? I think Mastodon, right? We are, let's see, you can follow Elisa. Elisa's at senseidai, that's spelled S-E-N-S-E-I-D-A-I, at mastodon.social. Again, this will all be in the show notes so that you can just click the link. Geekiest Show Ever is at Geekiest Show Ever at techhub.social. You can find me, the Mac Mommy, at mastodon.cloud. And I'm everywhere. You can just find me at www.themacmommy.com. That's me everywhere. Just go there. save yourself some time.
Okay, we want to thank you so much for listening. We will be back again in a couple of weeks. And until then, please stay safe.